Engineered, here's another screamingly funny Piper Ox story by W.C. Tuttle. Old Runnin' Wolf claims that he's the son of a chief. Most Injuns do, as far as that's concerned. But Runnin' Wolf covers too many tribes in his claim to greatness. On one bottle of kidney cure, he can become a son of Sitting Bull. Give him a couple shots extra of hair tonic, and he claims Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce tribe. As his father, a pint of corn liquor drives him plumb back to Pontiac, and I've knowed him to mourn a heap over the death of his sister, Pocahontas. Runnin' Wolf is 6 feet 6 inches tall, and if it wasn't for the size of his nose, he could dive out of sight in a shotgun barrel. Nobody knows how old he is, and nobody cares. He's just a mean-looking old war whoop who lives in a teepee outside the town of Piper Ox, scheming all the time to get money enough to buy alcohol. And a little left over for a poker game? Can he play that pastime? Give him 2 deuces. And he'll win more jackpots than any living aborigine. At one time in his distant past, Runnin' Wolf traveled with a medicine show. The owner was one of them sleight-of-hand fellas, crooked as a snake in a cactus patch, and he taught Runnin' Wolf how to play winning poker. And that war, whoop, coming straight from a long line of horse thieves, etc., sure absorbed knowledge. I wouldn't play him for a 2-bit piece, if he'd let me do the dealin'. Yalla Rock County knows him so well that he's in the sear and yalla leaf. As far as winning anything goes,